Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Good day, Caribbean! Episode 23.
Wow. Someone had their vitamins today.
Oh, yeah. All six of them.
Miss it.
I think it's A, B plus, D.
B plus. I don't think it works that way. Yes. It's like B12, calcium, vitamin E.
Well,
stuff,
there's
you know.
Vitamins and minerals, so you might know.
Anyway, you know. Anyway, so guys, this episode is for the shopaholics, all right? You know those people, we know y'all. We know some of our listeners. Y'all have that Amazon Prime account unlocked. You're constantly ordering. Like, you'll probably walk home 10 boxes waiting. This episode is for y'all. We're talking about Black Friday.
Well, and just kind of Christmas and shopping.
No, we're talking about Black Friday. I don't know what we're talking about.
But can't some of the things we're talking about today apply for this holiday season of shopping?
Hey, that. Who really waits last minute to buy their Christmas gifts?
Me. That's not true.
Exactly. Right?
I don't know. I just let the spirit of the season take me. You know?
Your ancestors.
Ancestors is whispering it. Buy it.
That's a good deal, Ishmael.
That's a good deal, my child. Take it.
And the presents.
So, what's Black Friday, guys? What is this Black Friday? Because, you know, really and truly, we don't necessarily have, like, the commercial Black Friday in the Caribbean like that.
Yeah, but people in the Caribbean shop online. And
yes. Yeah.
Well, it's more like Black Friday into Cyber Monday. Everybody in the world is on their computer.
If you are buying at that point, you probably do like saving money. Probably. Or maybe you know someone who go to steal it out the warehouse.
I think people also like plan trips to the States and stuff specifically.
Yeah, I think people do that, yeah. To, you know, do the Black Friday shopping, you know.
The madness.
Acquire the electronics and whatnot, you know.
You know, fill that barrel.
Yep, barrel concessions. That is a real thing.
I don't think those concessions apply to electronics in barrels, guys. Just to let you know.
Oh, no, not electronics. But if you're buying food.
If they can't find it in the barrel, then it's like it never happened.
Yeah, if you'll see any barrel with my name on the wharf, like, I did not hide anything in it. Just saying that now.
Shout out to any customs officers listening right now. Love you!
So, when is Black Friday, guys?
The 23rd.
23rd to the 26th, right?
Well, Black Friday
is the 23rd, yeah.
And then you have Cyber Monday on the 26th.
On the 26th, the Monday, right? What, Adani, I know you probably know, and I, you know, research master here. Why is it called Black Friday?
Well, it is called Black Friday because usually around this time of the year, retailers or shops haven't entered the black in their balance sheets. So they're still in the red, meaning they're still in a loss.
Okay.
And then they try and have as many sales as they can to sell as much of their inventory so that they can go into the black and then recoup some of that money in time to buy new inventory for the next year.
Okay.
So that's a abbreviated version as to why it's called Black Friday.
Well, that's a Danny. It's just some facts.
Hey, Facts Man. What's the history of Cyber Monday? So, like, when did Cyber Monday start and why did that start?
Well, Cyber Monday made its debut in 2005.
Ooh, okay.
And it was created by marketing companies to...
My kind of people.
It was created by marketing companies to generally persuade people to shop online instead of going in store for Black Friday, to shop online and get some of the same bargains, and especially buy technology and TVs online.
You know the funny thing?
Like Best Buy and Walmart and Amazon.
I think the Cyber Monday deals may actually be better than the Black Friday deals at this point.
Whoa.
Well, for electronics or for anything?
No, anything on a whole.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So this is how it started, but it's kind of expanded across industries, across any kind of anything,
and
right?
Here's my reason why I say that, because when you go for the Black Friday deal, right, a lot of the times you have to go and you have to camp out and wait for the store to open, right? Because usually, you know, you come in from your Thanksgiving dinner, but let's go and camp out.
Well, it's even been like from Thursday. They
Dinner, people out there camping.
Well, I'm sorry. They've had between like Wednesday and now Thursday morning even.
Exactly, right? Because, first of all, I was reading something, Walmart now, doing the Black Friday deals from Wednesday. So you can order your stuff and just go and pick it up, right? Mm. A lot of the stores, the deals run based on how much of the stuff they have
in inventory.
So they could have the best deal on the TV, but if you can't get it, they could only have five TVs. And if you're the sixth person, then you miss out.
Mm.
As opposed to online, they have a lot more in stock. A lot of times they have a lot more in stock. They don't have no cap. The only cap they may have is how many a household can buy.
Okay.
And even then, they have ways around that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I made the comment that I feel like at this point, the Cyber Monday deals may be better than the Black Friday deals.
Right.
I think so. And for the most part, Black Monday deals are also online as well. So that's why you get deals from that Friday to that Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, you usually shopping during that point, you will get a good deal sometime during that point.
So... All right, techies and shopaholics on this podcast right now. How do we prepare for... So, at the time of this podcast, we have a week. Well, less than it's...
A week?
A week, right? 5 days. Finalize, you know, your preparations for the weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Ramp up, right? Yeah. So, what... I mean, hopefully at the time you're listening to this podcast, you've kind of already done your research, or you may be starting your research as to what you want, and is it good to get it on that Black Friday, that Thanksgiving weekend or not?
Well, okay, hear that. Like you say, before you even do the research, I believe you ask them for a list of what you're looking for.
Okay.
So, I know, take your pen and paper, open your Excel spreadsheet, notepad on your phone, whatever you're doing, but you have to have your list of what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go and be looking for deals and you don't know what you're looking for,
right? So, I think the same thing for those crazy people out there listening, who are like myself, who still like to go
in don't be store. Like going in and buy 91 Tide Pods when you had no reason to buy 91 Tide Pods. All right, in my defense, it was a good deal, I'm not going to lie.
No, but for me also, I'm somebody who likes to go in store. I feel like if you are crazy and decide to go in store and look for things like clothes and shit like that on Black Friday.
We went into stores on Black Friday. What year was it?
I don't know. Sometimes we just go for the entertainment.
Yes, a lot of the times we go for the entertainment just to see how people are moving around and what's happening. It's pretty interesting.
If you're going to a physical store,
comfortable shoes.
Yes, comfortable shoes. Consider if you want to Uber or not, right? Because that parking situation and the crazy people in the parking lot is another.
You laugh at anybody.
The problem with Uber
surge
now.
Surge price. But you. I guess you just kind of need to know. It just depends on where you are, whatever. Carpool. You know.
I feel like Black Friday, you go in that. You have to be like you're preparing for war. You have to sit down and plan. You have to pull up your Google Maps and start putting points like, okay, I need to go here, and plan your route, and you know.
I think the other thing is, if you're buying like clothing items and stuff, don't go buying anything you need to try on, right? Like, just the craziness in the stores. Know your size, know what you want. Like, if you know, okay, I'm out here, I'm looking for sweaters, bam, okay, I don't need to wear this, or dress appropriately that you can try it on over your clothes without having to go into
You bring a point. That's a
into
good point
a line or anything like that.
Yeah.
Try on clothes at the Walmart.
That slowed you down. That's precious time you can't afford to lose.
Right? And I think the other thing is, even if you want to go, you can also be that person who... There are a lot of stats that say, even outside of that time period, when you're shopping in-store, people shop in-store and on their phone at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you... Like, if you like me, you like to go and you like to see things to kind of decide, go see it, don't bother with the checkout, do your online shopping and pick up in store later in the week.
No, well, it's not even like that alone.
Or you can even order at the counter online.
No, but it's not even that alone. Don't be afraid to price match.
Yes.
Because you inside a Best Buy, you're looking at that 4K TV and you're saying, boy, I should pick that up. And then you look online and you see Walmart have the same 4K TV for like $100 less.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, price match that shit. Like, why buy it for me if I can go to Walmart?
Right.
Granted, you like I say, maximize your time, because the time you spend there haggling with the fella, you could have probably just drive to Walmart and pick up the 4K TV. And in that time, somebody picking up that 4K TV and going within the last one, and you're getting. But again, don't be afraid to price match.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah. Very true. And
you know what would be messed up, and there might be sneaky people who do this, right? Like, you order it, you cancel it, you go to pick it up, you order it, you go and pick it up, and then you say, actually, I want to cancel it, and then you buy it right there on the spot for a cheaper price.
Goddamn.
I mean, if that works for you, and that's how works. You get your food deal. More power to you.
More power to
because
you.
Because then it's still there for you, right?
Yeah, and but like, you have to have the disposable income, because that shit comes out of your account right away. They're quick to take the money, but they take forever to put it back in your account.
Yes. So, all right. You make your... I gave some tips for if you're in-store, considering the in-store thing. Vinan said, from now or from the last few weeks, you start making your list, right?
All
right. Not only the list for yourself, but if anybody in your household wants, you know, anything, what that is. All right.
So here's my thing. All right. So you make the list, right? Your next step, you go online and you start pulling up prices from places.
Uh-huh.
Now, people may say, yo, that's excessive. All I have to buy something. Hey, I'm trying to save you money. All right. If you want to save that money, you will do what I tell you to do. Okay? Alright? If you really wanted to save that money, that wouldn't be above you. At this point, you pull in the prices. Because here's where they get you sometimes. You see the item one place, and it's cheaper than, let's say, Amazon. But how they're getting you is, when they add the shipping, it goes up to more than Amazon. Now, at this point in time, if you're on Amazon, you're probably paying for Amazon Prime already. So then at that point, it's probably cheaper for you to take the item off of Amazon and finish with that. Because your Prime account, your subscription, that's covering the shipping there for you already. Right?
Very true.
Another point I would say is, you say, have your thing start checking the prices, right?
Check your prices everywhere.
What I would say also is, if you up for the emails or whatever and you committed to the cause, put everything in the carts and as somebody working in digital marketing, put everything in the carts and abandon the carts.
Abandon the carts, yeah.
Right? Because y'all know, I don't know if y'all shop like me, you want something, you're like, $50, yeah, I like it, not sure. Bam, I'm going to leave you alone, wait for this 20% off, right? Show me that you really want me to buy this, right?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna get hit, right? Well, this is now this, and you'll see your ads start popping up, your remarketing. Yeah,
that's what I was about to get to there.
Right?
Yeah.
So let the companies, let's say you want one item and it's on two places, put it in the cart in both places and let the bidding war
more than likely, the company really wants to buy this. They're going to start giving you them emails with a 20% coupon, free shipping, $10 off. The whole thing about Black Friday and this online shopping thing in general, it's a patience game.
But I think
it's a game of chicken.
But I think leading up to that Thanksgiving weekend, I actually think now is a really good time to shop, because they're actually trying to get things off of their shelves and like clear things off still. So I also have a hunch that some stores raise the prices before.
Oh, that's Black, a given.
Well, right, that's Black why that's why we're telling you, do your research. Because we have seen, me and Danny have seen it already, you know.
Right.
We have seen even Amazon do it during the Amazon Prime
like
Day.
Like, all now, some of the price may be, like, lit, and you're like, ooh,
during Amazon
wait.
Prime Day, somehow, the price of the thing miraculously going up, mm-hmm. and then they're slashing it mm-hmm. back to the original price. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to do your research in advance.
To see if
make
the
your
deal
little spreadsheet
really
and, you know,
deal.
Mark where you find it the lowest and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
sometimes.
Some of the online tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see online tools like slickdeals.net and Deals On. Especially yeah. Deals On. Because Deals On, they show you the little graph in the corner that's showing you when the price was the lowest.
Okay.
And
yeah.
and these kind of things. Because yeah. a lot of the times, them deals, it's too good to be true. You thinking they're trying to make you seem like, yo, it's a deal. And they have a way they like to show you the price before they give you the
yes.
deal price. They like
and
to show you it was this before.
Percentages.
Yeah, it
that's,
was this.
That's how they trick you.
Yeah.
75% off.
Yeah. Don't let the
1% off, like 50% off.
Pull out
but
your
the
calculator.
Price that they have it at is higher
yeah.
than it was 2 weeks ago.
Pull out your calculator and do some serious maths. Don't let the percentage fool you.
yeah.
Yeah. Don't let it fool you. They like to show you that it was $200 before and that little slash and tell you it's this now. Don't let that fool you.
Right.
Yeah. You have to track the history of the product.
Stay woke.
Yeah, that's serious investigation here, you know.
Stay woke. Stay woke.
You know how when women feel like their boyfriend cheating, they're going to like super PI mode and, you know, investigate, find a girl name, a social security number, where she work in her family history. You have to do that for the items.
Damn.
Guys.
Yep, exactly.
So we on the lookout for the deals before and after. We're using all the tools that we have at our disposal, be it third party things like Deals On or Slick Deals. We also like putting things in carts to see what the prices are, what extra offers we could
yeah.
get.
Yeah.
What...
Amazon is good with that.
I think also in doing your research, like I think this maybe comes probably a little before while you're developing your list, like if this is what I really want, like reading your reviews or, you know,
yes.
that kind of
well,
thing.
Well, that's the thing. You have to read the reviews. Eh? And the reason why I
but
say
but I think
read
that's
the...
kind of before you, like, finalize
yes.
your list. Or
but,
the
yes.
Yeah.
Because, and here's the reason why I'm saying that. Because it can help you a lot in that, let's say you're looking at something like a laptop, right? You say you're buying a new laptop for yourself and... You set your budget or you set your eye on this specific model. Sometimes, you know, in doing the review, you find that they may have a model that's a little lower. Maybe they're compromising on maybe one thing, feature that you don't necessarily need. And that significantly dropping the price.
Well, I think the other thing to bring up is kind of when you're looking at creating your list is... the things that may be the best opportunity to get during this time may be the older or last generation or last season things, right? Because you're not gonna get like the crazy slash deals on like their brand new
yes.
products.
Well, it's not like, only that, what you're saying, but also you need to look at how big of a performance
change.
Increase
yeah.
is it for that new that newer model.
That no.
Because sometimes a newer model gives you like a 5% increase and that's like mm-hmm. 5% for $200 more.
Yeah,
is it really
so just,
worth
just
it at that point?
Assess the trade-off and maybe look
yeah.
at multiple models
yeah,
or
but,
one
you
thing
know,
if the thing you're interested in has that.
Another thing, and this is more of a cautionary thing, you need to look at the site that you're going on. Missing what? Well, yeah, anyway, we will get to that. But, right, so you have your list, you do your research and whatnot. I think you need to budget.
Mm.
That's the next thing. You have to have your budget and your finances in order. You can't be out here making that long list and you have the money to buy all them things on that long list.
Oh, I think that in your budget, you don't take into account that something is more expensive than you thought it would be.
Yes.
Right, so you have to create some kind of slack in your
well,
budget.
Yeah, that's the thing. So my thing is, you give yourself a ceiling,
mm-hmm.
in that what's the most am I willing to pay for this item on the list. But then also I think you need to prioritize the items on your list, because it may come a point that, boy, maybe I need to abandon that item, like it just it ain't gonna work, it outside the ceiling, I can't pick it up, or I not seen it anywhere, and the one place I seen it, they have it significantly higher than what I'm willing to pay for. So you need to prioritize the items on your list. So maybe it is like, boy, you really wanted that iPhone X and you're getting that deal on the iPhone X. You have to abandon that and wait later, kind of thing. So I feel, yeah, budgeting, that really is a big part of it. Alert your bank that you're about to do some serious shopping.
Yep.
You laugh.
Nothing worse than you reach the Best Buy counter with the last 4K
TV.
5-inch TV, and your bank would let you access.
And or, that can decline.
Or that your daily spend limit.
Yeah, that's above your... Oh, my God. Boy, your spend limit is like 2,500, and you come in and spend like 3K there. And that just declined. And you know that fella you just fight for the TV, mate in the corner watching. You see, you're about to have to put that waiting. Back. Mate waiting.
He's like, make another wrong move. I you know? Hear you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Alert your bank. But also, when you see you go and you swipe, mate, check your receipts.
Yeah.
Check sure your receipts. Make sure you don't get billed twice, and check your online banking. But make sure after you leave, nobody came back and swipe again with your thing.
But also keep your receipts, right?
Yes.
Because they maybe like
you reach home, it ain't working, and then you have to return it. Check your receipts. Keep your receipts. Yeah.
Finances, we spoke about deals and coupons in one sense, in terms of like the online shopping and putting things on there, but they're also
mailing rebates,
right? They're also those print coupons and stuff that you can use. There's also from the online perspective, like websites like Honey or add-ons like Honey that
use them things that it will find all the coupons and add them and give you the best deal. My thing with mailing rebates, if you know you're not going to go and mail it in, just don't take the deal. Because the whole thing, that's how they get you. They get you on that thing that, like, in your mind, you're like, yeah, I go to mail it and get my money back. But then you never go and mail it back. And even when you do go and mail it back, it's taking them like 3 to 4 weeks to actually send you the rebate. So sometimes you have to really like assess your
sometimes
time.
Sometimes
you're
better off getting an item that's maybe $5 or $10 more expensive and or comparable in price that doesn't have the rebate.
Right?
But yeah, just to see if you're not going to use the rebate, if you know you're not that kind of rebate person.
Boy,
some people will definitely mail their money for their money in, and some people don't care.
Yeah, so
don't let them fool you with this. Yeah, it's. You know, 120 after rebate, and then another item is 130. But if you don't mail in that rebate, then the item that you actually bought costs 140.
Yeah,
so the 140 item came out to be cheaper. You know, if you know you're not going to do the rebate.
Yeah, just avoid that.
Y'all have any other things on coupons and deals or that kind of thing?
In addition to Honey, check out those things like RetailMeNot. Is it RetailMeNot?
Check
out those coupon sites. Check them sites out. You know what also? And it may be an extra step, but don't be afraid to sign up for the newsletters from some of them websites. Because sometimes the newsletters they say come with coupons and stuff like that. And yeah, you may say, boy, fill my inbox with spam and whatnot. Yo, it's taking nothing off you after them deals to go back and just unsubscribe.
Right.
Yeah, Google Gmail makes it super easy now. There's a button at the bottom. You can click it.
Unsubscribe, yeah.
So, if y'all are not aware, Adani and Vernon are both cybersecurity professionals.
Yeah.
So, what advice do you have for the people on not falling for scams? Or even if it's they're not the ones falling for scams, how can they guide their parents and other people around them who may be more...
The number one scam that they get people with is them email phishing scams.
Phishing?
Yeah, phishing. So, they send you this email and it looking exactly like a Best Buy ad.
Or Amazon.
An Amazon ad. It set up exactly the graphics, everything right. But when you click it, it's taking you to Amazon with a zero. It's not an O, it's a zero.
Well, and if you look at the email address that it came
from. Yeah, the email address it come from is like amazon@gmail.com. Guys, Amazon is never going to send your email from a Gmail account. All right? You have to watch
it. Amazon with two Zs.
With two Zs, or Amazon with a 7 at the end, or if a O, a zero instead of a O. You need to watch the email addresses that this thing's coming from. But also watch the link. And a simple thing, just hover over the link before you click it and look down in the bottom of your browser and you will see where it's leading you to. Because a lot of the time the link saying like it taking you to Amazon.com, but it's not taking you to Amazon.com. It's taking you to somewhere else that have a site that looking like Amazon, and then it gets you to put in your credit card information, or it not even gets you as far as your credit card information. It just gets you to put your Amazon login, your actual Amazon login.
Which is like a...
And then next thing you know, they have your login for Amazon. Now they're in your Amazon account. They're shopping. Hey, you shopping spree.
Show me your Amazon. I'll show you who you are.
Shopping spree. Charging your credit card. You seeing, boy, you somehow your bank asking you, you just buy 10 4K TVs. You don't know what's that about.
Ooh.
Yeah.
10. Jesus.
And then you know when them fellas get them information, they just go big or go home.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's one thing. Well, I lie. Before they go big, they just test the waters. They just order a small random item to see if the order will go through.
Well, I think another thing that you're bringing up is in the Black Friday, all of that Thanksgiving weekend shopping, if you're in store, out of store, and even after you have made those purchases, just by the nature of being around at all of these different kinds of places, especially maybe if you're visiting somebody for Thanksgiving and you're outside of your normal, you know, jurisdiction or whatever, check your bank account after and watch it like a hawk. Because let me tell you, a lot of the time, that's where you can get the fraudulent.
That's what I was saying earlier. So after you buy the thing at Best Buy and you go out, just check your online banking just to make sure you didn't get double charged or somebody came back after.
Well, not even that. I'm even saying like the weeks after your trip, still check and like check for those, you know, ghost purchases.
But
and report
even there, just, you know, don't be afraid to use cash.
Yeah.
It might just be a safer thing to just use cash. So you know you're going to Best Buy and you know you're going to buy this, that, that. Go and just take out a certain amount of cash, and because that saves you from having to swipe your card and possibly get your data stolen.
Y'all, the other thing is, Vernon and I have a Florida trip planned in the near future, right? But I feel, shout out to all my Florida listeners here, but I feel like every time we go to Florida...
Every time.
I have to get a new credit card.
I have to get a new debit card or something. I swear. Because, on God, it's not her alone.
Yeah, it's like the... they get my card information somehow and like charges are all up in there. It's like crazy. So maybe for our Florida trip, we'll take your advice and do cash only. Because I can't do it.
Be careful of a lot of times. That's another. This one is maybe it may seem far fetched, out of the blue, off the rails. Sometimes you're out here, you're shopping, and you're trying to check something, and you know, signal low, so you log on to a Wi-Fi network to check it. How about let's just avoid logging to strange Wi-Fi networks we don't know about? That is how they steal information as well.
So the other thing is, all right, they're shopping for deals, blah, 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 blah. They come across a site that seems legit, quote unquote, right? How do you determine whether a site is legit or not? Because it could just
always Google the address
and see
what the reviews are. Better Business Bureau, and then other sites.
First of all, Adani, before they even do all of that, the first thing to check in the browser, is it HTTPS?
Okay.
You're checking for that. Because most of these proper, legit sites, the HTTPS is secure, it's encrypted. Nobody can steal your information while it's being transmitted.
Right.
Then, like Adani said, you Google the site. just to see reviews, because a lot of times people say they may go as far as to set up a proper HTTPS site, but people who fall for the scam will likely go on review and say, hey, avoid this site. Mm-hmm. It's a scam. They take your money. They don't send the item. They double charge you. Or even if it's legit, they'll tell you, hey, the item they send you is not what it is. It doesn't work. It breaks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Please Google review.
Or even just YouTube, right? YouTube.
Furthermore, do not be afraid to use PayPal. That is a good insulator and safeguard. You go on a site you're not sure about, but they offer a way to buy using PayPal, use the PayPal option. Because PayPal will easily allow you to come and tell them, hey, that's fraud, I didn't receive my thing. They will start an incident, they'll refund you your money.
Yeah.
And it's not your debit card information that's out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very true. Very true.
Do not be afraid to use PayPal.
And sometimes if the deal... Sometimes it might be just better to follow your common sense and your gut.
If
like
your gut telling you,
has
boy,
an item for let's say $500, but this new website that you
research,
it has no reviews. They just set up the website 2 months ago, but they have the same item for $400. Sometimes it's just worth it.
Your peace of mind is worth that $100.
Mind, to not have your entire identity stolen by just going for the $100 more expensive item. Yeah. And you know that if anything happens, 9 times out of 10, Amazon will send you a new item or they'll refund your money.
They'll refund you your money. So,
no questions asked.
I have a question. Could be silly or whatnot. But
questions asked.
God damn. Are all of the stores listed on Google Shopping legit?
No.
Okay.
Google Shopping, you have to remember, Google and Google Shopping on a whole, this thing is just it's a crawler.
Right. So it's just
Goes out, it aggregates anything related to that product.
To that item.
Yeah.
That
and lets you know.
So that's something to be especially sensitive
about. Yes.
Because you may be like, oh, it's on Google, it's safe. Right.
Yeah. No.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
Adani, if you buy through Google Shopping itself,
but that if it's another site that
if
you
it,
just
then
because Google Shopping will send you to like Etsy and a whole bunch of other sites.
And
even though they send you an item, sometimes the item is not legit, like it's a item from a different country,
a knockoff.
I know somebody who ordered a camera, and they basically like the camera was a great deal, the website was authentic. But when they ordered it through, when they went to the site through Google Shopping, that link, they basically send them a Korean model of the camera. That can't switch over to English. So basically the camera is useless in their hands unless they find somebody that wants to buy a Korean head camera. So it's a lot of things like that where they don't kind of fill you in on everything.
Everything, but it's
like semi-legit, as in you'll get your product, but it's not really the product that you need or that you would want.
Another thing to be aware of, gray market items.
Oh, yes. Unless...
What,
be aware,
I don't know what those are.
Okay.
What are gray market items?
Okay, so let's say I'm trying to buy a camera, right? And I go on eBay and I see a deal on the camera. It's the exact camera, but the camera is coming from Japan. When you get a gray market item... So let's say you get the item from Japan. If the camera has a problem, you cannot use a US warranty. So let's say I buy a Sony camera and it comes from Japan. I cannot call up Sony in the US and tell them, hey, my camera has a problem. I want to send it in for servicing. They're not going to hold up their end in terms of the warranty. Because by right, the item I bought was for the Japanese market.
Right.
So if I have to get this item repaired, I have to box it up and send it to Japan and get Sony in Japan to fix it. And at that point, you out more money than if you had just bought a US camera.
Okay.
So you have to look at gray market stuff and think like, am I willing...
Gray market usually doesn't have an extended warranty.
Yeah.
It's harder to get even that warranty stuff, depending on what you're buying, is also things you need to factor into your budget, right?
Yeah, that warranty thing. Because, you know, you go, you buy something and you order something on Amazon. They say, hey, you want to add that warranty for a year? You need to think, boy, do I really want to spend that extra $60 on that warranty? At that point, you have to know yourself. Eh? Am I going to destroy the item? That's the first thing. If the item does get destroyed, am I willing to pay the money it costs to fix it? Or am I going to try and fix it myself? Because a lot of the times, don't get me wrong, the warranty saving you the headache, but sometimes, you know, you can fix the item yourself at your home. You can go on eBay, buy a little kit, and then sit down there, follow a YouTube video, and fix the item for less than it costs you to box it up, stay without it, ship it, get it back, all of that stuff. So all that you have to take into consideration.
I don't know if this is more of a question for a Danny, since a Danny is mostly in this market more than Winan is. But using Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales as an opportunity for reselling opportunities, right?
Yes, it's very possible. You just have to keep in mind that during this time, a lot of people are getting the same deals as you.
Exactly. And the person you may be trying to sell it to, they have seen the deal.
They've already got, they already got the TV. So they already come to you like, well, I know you bought that TV for that much because I saw it. So I'm not going to pay this much for it because I know how much you bought it at.
At that point, you have to be a good salesman and know how much you will you can possibly make. And know that there's a possibility
you have to know your market. Yeah. So if you try to go out of country, then it can work. But if you're just trying to sell it within your community that you buy, then it might not work
Right. Yeah, but I think also that
the item.
I think also that research and all of that takes a lot of effort as well to even think and put out feelers as to what would people even want to buy, what's with my investment, you know, what would I, you know, what does it make sense to actually do that I'll like make X percent back on, you know,
Sometimes it's just too good to be true.
Don't go out there buying like 12 USB cables.
Yeah, don't buy 16 TVs. Like buy things that you know people will buy. So somebody will always have a need for like a memory card.
Exactly.
Somebody will always have a need for like a charging cable or like a battery power bank. Like this.
Well, a battery power bank, not necessarily a charging cable.
And those things are not necessarily Christmas items, but could be things around. That you could.
Yeah, things that you can sell around. Regardless. Yeah. Like, you know, don't go for the big. Like if you see a TV that's dropped like 300 US in price, like, you know, might be better to not go for the big market items because people tend to more trust a bigger reseller with that in case anything goes wrong with it.
Right.
So if you buy like 6 TVs, it'll be tougher to get that off your hands than if you bought like 25 SD cards.
Yeah, but also you have to be willing to know that you might end up holding that item for a long time before you can sell it.
Exactly. Yeah. It might not be the best time to sell it directly after the deal. You might have to wait till the new year or even closer to Christmas to kind of...
So if you need money now for now, go and look for an item that you know you can sell now for now, not an item that you have to hold for a while.
Be patient.
Yeah. It's a patience game.
All right. So as we're kind of ending here on the holiday shopping guide.
The holiday shopping guide. I like that.
Do y'all have any funny holiday shopping memories or last things you want to tell the people?
Guys, I have a joke for you. This one is not necessarily a holiday shopping
memory. Oh, holiday shopping advice for when you're out there with the crocodiles.
Okay, we can give that later, but let me give you all a joke. It didn't happen during the holidays. It happened one fateful Amazon Prime Day.
Oh boy.
Guys, gather around.
No names.
I'm at work. Somebody messages me, yo, I see this deal on this pot and pan set. It's like, it's too good to be true. I'm going to order it. I have to get this Amazon Prime Day. So they order their thing. I tell my partner at work, yo, this person get this great deal on this pot and pan set. Amazon Prime Day is going to be here tomorrow, you know? Whatever. Next day, the pot and pan show up. Adani opens box. First of all, box is a little smaller than it should be. Box is way smaller than it should be.
Warning signs.
With red flags going off. Yo, you sure you ordered the right thing? How does the pots and pans set? Why the box so small? Open it up. It's a toy set of pots and pans. I'm like, yo, how you make that mistake? Go back and look at the order. It clearly says toy set. Even the description, the reviews. People like, oh my God, my kids love these pots and pans. Needless to say, I have to give somebody a set of pots and pans for the children as a gift. So, moral of the story, guys, read the descriptions, read the reviews.
I think the, look at the pictures.
Look at the pictures. if the person's hands are way bigger than the pots and pans, that's a telltale sign that, yo,
yeah,
these are toys.
I think
that's a very good example of if a deal is
too good to be true.
Well, I think it's also a situation of it's too good to be true,
but the excitement
deal,
as well.
Deal blindness,
yeah,
right?
Deal blindness. Like, oh my God, a deal,
right? Because that's what you see, right? You're like, oh my God, 50% off, 75% off.
But there's sometimes,
and then there's the on Amazon Prime, there's the like.
Like it going in 5 minutes left to get it. Yeah. Guys, take a breather, you know?
Don't be that person.
Yes, it's 5 minutes, but I feel like you have enough time to do a little research and, you know, not end up with a set of toy pots and pans.
I have a very funny story.
Okay.
Well, I have a few funny stories. But all right. This is one of the funnier ones. So, a friend of mine in Miami, I'm not going to list any names, suffice to say, you know who he is, you know, one of our top tags. So, we went with his now wife and his mother-in-law to Black Friday shopping. So, we ate well, then we went Black Friday shopping, I think we went to Best Buy, then we went to Walmart, we went all over the place. So I was shopping for my parents, and then they were shopping to bring stuff back home as well. So we had one of the U-Hauls, the big U-Haul vans.
Yeah.
And we're driving that around Florida, you know, we're picking stuff up, we're buying stuff, pack the U-Haul, we're dropping it off, you know, we pack the things. On our way back, you know, we start to get tired. You know, been a long day. We up since midnight. You know, we shopping. We laughing at people. Who tell you when you reach a stoplight? His mother-in-law and his wife now in front of us in another vehicle, and we both of us in the U-Haul together, with the AC blasting and music blasting. Who tell you when you reach a stoplight? We don't fall asleep. And then getting a phone call. Yo, we all still at the stoplight, huh? Where y'all? Oi, we down the street. We can't see y'all anymore. What happened? Oi, both me and my friend fell asleep in this U-Haul van at a stoplight on Black Friday.
So, Missy, moral of the story: know your limits.
Drink your coffee.
Drink your coffee. Take that Red Bull if you have to take that Red Bull.
Take your multivitamins.
What?
Don't feel because you're young, you know, but once you have that food from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're in the streets.
Went for the whole day like that. Yeah. Fell asleep at a stoplight. Luckily, there's nobody behind us. So we were just at the stoplight for like a good like 3 or 4 minutes sleeping.
Wow. Yo, I bet that was the best nap ever.
Oh my goodness. Yo, if they didn't call us, I promise you we would have been there for like a few hours.
You must have been feeling so refreshed when you woke up.
we took a nap of life when we got back to the house. Like,
yeah. This Black Friday thing, like, it's you can get good deals, but it's intense.
Yeah,
it's very intense, and you have to be willing to. You
I
know.
Think you know one of the things is it's that when it's certain things like deals and whatever. People get crazy out there in these streets, right?
Missy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be aggressive. Like, it's part of the reason why I think, you know, it could be called Black Friday is because of all the people getting trampled out there on the streets. You know, you got to put your life on the line, you know?
No, but we say, hell, I have a tip.
But people are aggressive.
If you're not willing to put your life on the line for a good sale, you really deserve that sale.
You really deserve that item.
But was your life worth it?
Hell, you know, Black Friday, that's a good way to reproach your children when they're opening them gifts. You don't know what I went through to get that item for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because you see the parents in the toy sections and they're pulling and fighting and...
Yo, Maisie, I have a tip for y'all, eh? And you're
wild,
going to... This is a good tip. Don't be afraid to check in the return section.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people go Black Friday shopping and they pick up items and then they get back to... They get to the counter and they decide, you know what? I don't need that item. They abandon it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people in the stores take them. Sometimes, like Walmart, they just cordon off a section where they put all those things.
That's literally just all the abandoned literally stuff. Physical abandoned carts within the store.
Just filled with stuff. So,
yeah.
Sometimes you go and look for an item and you don't see it. Don't lose hope. Check that area before you leave.
Yep, that's very wise.
Yes.
That is very wise.
Check
that's
that like area.
A top tip.
Yeah.
That's a top tip.
The item might be there, you know. So...
That's a top tip.
Yeah, that's a top tip there. No, yeah, honestly, because we saw it 1 year, Danny. Like, that was the first year I actually, like, physically went in, like, and Black Friday shop and whatnot. And, like, there was it was the clothing section at our Walmart that cleared it out. And, they had put ropes. And they were just cut, just filled with stuff, like TVs. I'm like, yo, like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are just abandoning those things.
Watching a few, like SD cards, cheap
yes.
SD cards, like
SD
that.
SD cards, headphones.
Stuff like DVDs, like, you know? Like, if you just pass through that, you could get, like, oh, they had no more, but, like, this is some stuff somebody returned, and usually they'll match the price of the sale.
Yo, I'm so surprised at the number of DVDs people buy on Black Friday.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
One thing I love to do is find the lowest price I can and then just go to the local Best Buy. And then just walk into the store and then walk out with it.
Evil.
Especially if I need it now for now. Like,
yo, we did that recently for Danny when he bought his laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, you did that with your sister
I did that for
too.
My sister as well. Yeah. Price matching, I am not ashamed to do it.
If you couldn't tell from this podcast that Winan is extremely passionate about branded deals.
Yeah, I don't think I should pay full price for anything. I want you to know that right now. That's some bullshit. Like, if you think you're going to make me pay full price, dead wrong. The only things I pay full price for some things, though. Yeah, there's some things, like, I feel like I need the highest of quality there. I can't skim there, but there's some things, like, they have the deal, I will get it. Yeah. So, it's been another episode, guys. I hope you got some good tips here for shopping, you know.
And while you're shopping for your
Black Friday deal, buy some merch.
Buy merch.
Danny, you in my head. You read my mind there, you know. It's like you out here, you buying all these things, you know.
That's what friends are for.
Stop at the store. Buy some merch, guys. You know,
But honestly, I know what people are going to ask if you're going to have any Black Friday deals. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned. We might bless you for coupon, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
We might just bless you for coupon.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter for that coupon, you know.
But Millennial Friday and Millennial Monday.
Oh,
oh, boy.
What? I feel that might be a thing for you, you know. We have some flash sales, you know. Yeah. But honestly, guys, stay safe out there in this Black Friday shopping. Not only just physically, but even online, you know. You don't want to get your identity stolen or your information.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want people out here shopping on your account, spending your hard-earned money.
Mm-hmm.
So stay safe out there.
Don't
be vigilant.
Get trampled over for a used PS4.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
Wow. That's deep. On that note, guys. Yeah.
And keep your energy up with a Caribbean Millennials mug with some coffee in it.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you drink your coffee.
Make sure you don't fall asleep at no street lights.
And no street lights. On that note, guys, it's been another episode. We'll see you all next week. We're out.